Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Itaúsa's conference call to discuss 2015 results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during the call, please press the star followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. The file will be available at the company's website at www.itausa.com.br/en at the Investor Relations section. This conference call and the slide presentation are being transmitted via Internet as well. You can access the webcast by logging on to the company's website at www.itausa.com.br/en. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the Safe Harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today, we have Mr. Alfredo Egídio Setúbal, CEO and Investor Relations Officer at Itaúsa, Mr. Henry Penches, Board Member at Itaúsa, Mr. Marcos Antônio de Marchi, CEO and Investor Relations Officer at Ele Queiroz, Mr. Guilherme Setúbal Souza Silva, Investor Relations Manager at Duratex, and Mr. Marcelo Coppel, Investor Relations Officer at Itaú Unibanco Holding. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Alfredo. Sir, you may now begin.
Thank you. Good morning for those who are in the U.S. and good afternoon for those who are in Europe. We are starting our annual conference call of Itaúsa. We will cover Itaúsa itself, Ele Queiroz, Duratex, and Itaú Unibanco. I will pass the word to Henry Penches, our CFO, that will talk about the numbers of Itaúsa.
Thank you, Alfredo. I'll talk about the numbers of Itaúsa and give some information about Itautec, how is going the process of shutting down Itautec. After me, Mr. De Marchi will explain Ele Queiroz. And after that, we'll have Duratex. After that, we'll have Itaú Unibanco. Slide number four, you can see the ownership structure of our conglomerate. And as you can see, more or less in the middle of the slide, Itaúsa increased the participation in Itaú Unibanco in 0.74%, 0.64% in 2015 due to the buyback of shares done by Itaú Unibanco. Slide number five, we have the composition of the assets of liabilities of Itaúsa. 95% are our own assets, and just 5% is the debt of Itaúsa. From the 5%, that represents 2.2 billions of reais, 1.4 billions are represented by dividends payable to the shareholders. And the net debt is in a very, very strong position with a very good debt index, a very good liquidity, and with a positive net debt index. Slide number six, the dividends and interest on capital. We can see that the dividend growth from 2014 to 2015 to the shareholders is of 27%. And this year, 2015, we are not making any capital increase in 2016. So that's why the dividend, the net dividend, has a so big increase. In the right side of the slide, we can see that we are paying exactly the dividends received directly and indirectly from Itaú Unibanco, with a compounded annual growth rate of 13.8% of growth. Slide number 17, we have the total assets of Itaúsa since the evolution of the total assets since 2011, with a compounded annual growth of 10.8% in the period. And from the total of 47 billion reais, we have 43 billion in investment in subsidiaries. And the investment in the bank represents 94.4% of the total. And the industrial area represents only 4.9%. Slide 8, the evolution of the stockholders' equity and net income, and the numbers per share, where we can see very reasonable compound annual growth rates in all the numbers. Slide 9, return on average equity, recurring and non-recurring, with an increase of, with a total return of 21.2% in 2015. Slide number 10, where we have the distribution of the profit by sector, and we see that of the total equity income, 99.8% is represented by the financial area and 0.2% by the industrial area, with the main contribution of Duratex. And the total net income of Itaúsa, with an evolution of 7.9 billion in 2014 to 8.8 billion in 2015. The performance of Itaúsa preferred shares, the trading volume with an increase of 29.5% of compounded annual growth, and daily average volume increased from 132 to 168 million reais per day. The weight of the shares of Itaúsa and Itaú Unibanco represent 13.4% of the total volume of Ibovespa. Slide number 12, we can see the discount of the Itaúsa in comparison with the value of the shares that compound Itaúsa, that are comprised by Itaúsa, of 23.7% as of 30 December 2015. Last Monday, the discount was of 22.2%. Slide 13, we have the evolution of the shares, the percentage of evolution of the shares and the appreciation in reais of Itaúsa. Itaúsa, with considering the reinvestment of dividends, the Ibovespa, the CDI, and the dollar. We can see that in 10 years, the growth of Itaúsa is only the CDI was higher. In 5 years, the share of Itaúsa decreased much less than the national index of the stock market and lost the gross loss of CDI and dollar. And in 12 months, the share was not so good. The valuation of the shares in comparison with all the other indexes. Slide 14, all the recognitions and indexes that Itaúsa is included. We are included for the 12th consecutive year in the Dow Jones Sustainability World Index, and we have the highest score in the financial sector in anti-crime policy, financial stability, financial inclusion, social reporting, and talent attraction and retention. And we are also in the, for the ninth consecutive year, selected as component of the ISE, that's the index of our stock market, BMF Bovespa. We integrate the carbon efficient index, and we also are following the guidelines of the new version of G4 of the Global Reporting Initiative. Slide 16, just an evolution of what's happening with Itautec. We accomplished all the sale of all the equipments that we had, and we continue to honor all the warranties and contracts related to the equipment that was sold in prior years. On February 25, 2015, the Board of Directors of Itautec approved the intention to exercise the put option of 30% held in Oki Brazil. In December, we received 107 million from the government, of federal court order that we call here in Brazil precatórios, so we can see the right side of the slide, the good position of cash and cash equivalents in comparison with the debt of the company. I will pass the word now to Mr. DeMarchi to tell us what's happening with Eli Queiroz. Please, DeMarchi.
Yeah, thank you, Henry. Good morning to all of you. I'm going to talk about Eli Queiroz in 2015. I start on page 18, where we can see that the shipments in Brazil for chemical products, the demand for chemical products, dropped 6.8%, following the Brazilian industrial decrease of 6.3% in the domestic industry. We can see on the chart on the left side that overall in 2015 we have this 8% for Eli Queiroz drop in volumes, but quite different in the two halves of the year. I mean, the first half being at 172,000 tons, and the second one with a significant recovery of 39%, we achieved 239,000 tons. I have also to say that the first half was impacted by the scheduled maintenance shutdowns we have had in four factories, and also the capacity increase in the sulfuric acid plant, and the upgrade and interconnection of the industrial gases unit in Bahia. On page 19, We can see that the net revenue has dropped 4% against 2014. And here again, two different halves of the year, the second half being 20% recover in comparison to the first one. I have also to point out that the gross profit in 2015 is 34% higher than the previous year, and also the second semester has been the double of the first one. On page 20, continuing the financial performance, 2015 we have had three non-recurring items: the sale of a plot of ground that is not related with our operations, the tax credit recognition resulting by a lawsuit whose judgment was in our favor, and also civil contingencies reversal that were done in the previous year. In 2014, by the other hand, we have been affected negative of 18.6 million. Well, the net income of the company is a loss of 11 million in 2015, coming from a loss of 32 million in 2014. And here again, the second semester has shown profit of 1.4 million against 12.4 losses in the first half. On the page 21, we can see four charts showing the effect of the Brazilian recession recession in LKROs and in the shipments 2014 and 2015, also in the net revenue, but with our action plans we have in the net income and EBITDA a positive result in 2015 against 2014. On the page 22, investments and outlook, we reached 83 million in this year of investments, being the highlights the conclusion of the gas plant of LKROS, where we have had then an upgrade and also the interconnection with our Oxo-Alcos plant in Camaçari, the capacity expansion of the sulfuric acid, as well as the launch of two important products, one being the plasticizer high-performance non-phthalate, and the second one, the butyric acid that till now is only imported in Brazil. Well, the projects in these investments will be fully reflected in 2016, but this reflection have already started in 2015 second half, being especially the increasing of the shipments due to the capacity expansion of sulfuric acid and the benefit of more competitiveness in our oxo-alcos and plasticizers coming through the investment in the gas plant of Camaçari. Thank you very much. And now the floor is with Guilherme Setubo that will talk about Duratex.
Good morning, everybody. Let's start Duratex presentation on slide number 24. And here the idea is to discuss the highlights of the year 2015. The first one is regarding the wood division. In the wood division, we increased exports in more than 50% in 2015 when you compare to 2014. It's important to mention here that this is part of our strategy to increase the revenue that is coming from out of Brazil through Tablemac and exports. Highlight number two is regarding Deca division. Deca division increased margins in 2015 from 17 to 17.7 in this tough scenario. Highlight number three is regarding the capacity utilization. We announced in the middle of December a temporary shutdown of the part of the activities in Itapetininga panel plant. It's important to say here that Itapetininga represented at around 23% of our total capacity on the wood division. And the last one is regarding the dividends, the payment of JCP of 50% adjusted net profit. So please turn to page number 25, and here we will discuss the financial highlights consolidated of Duratex in 2015. The net revenues of Duratex in 2015 was 3,963,000,000 reais. It's quite stable when compared to 2014. Regarding EBITDA, the EBITDA in 2015 decreased at around 12% when compared to 2014, reached 837,000,000 reais. The consolidated margin in Duratex in 2015 was 21.1%. So, in the picture below, we have the recurrent net profit. The net profit in 2015 decreased 38%, reached 222,000,000 reais. Basically, the reduction is for four reasons. The first one, a decrease of volumes. The second one, cost increase, come from basically energy costs. Point number three, increase of financial expenses. And point number four is regarding the biological assets, the fluctuation of the biological assets. In 2014, we bought Cachoeira Forest, and this acquisition had a positive fluctuation in our biological assets, and we didn't have this subject in 2015. Regarding the recurrent ROI, the recurrent ROI of Duratex in 2015 was 4.8, a reduction from 8%, the ROI of 2014, and the average equity was 4,670,000,000 reais. So please turn to page number 26, and the idea here is to discuss the operational highlights of the wood division. So the volumes of the wood division in 2015 decreased at around 10% when compared to 2014. The volume in 2015 was 2.5 million cubic meters. So in the picture beside, we have the occupancy rate of the wood division in 2015. MDF, the occupancy rate in 15 was 61%. On MDP side, the occupancy rate was 54%. On the hardboard, the occupancy rate was 81%. So as you can see, the occupancy rate average in 2015 was very low. That's why we decided to shut down temporarily the Itapetininga's plant. So right now, please turn to page number 27. And here you have the financial highlights of the wood division. The net profit in 2015 in the wood division was 2.6 billion reais, a decrease of 1.7% when compared to 2014. In the picture beside, we have the recurrent EBITDA. The EBITDA in 2015 decreased at around 18% when compared to 2014, reached 595,000,000 reais. The average EBITDA margins of the wood division in 2015 was at around 23%. So right now, please turn to page number 28, and here the idea is to talk about Deca division. So the Deca's volume in 2015 decreased 2.3% when compared to 2014, but it's important to say here that this volume is including Corona. Without Corona, the volume in Deca division decreased at around 7% year over year. In the picture below, you have the occupancy rate of the Deca division in 2015. On the sanitary wares, the occupancy rate average was 61% in 2015, and the metal fittings, the occupancy rate in 2015 was 69%. Turn to next page, page number 29, and we will discuss the financial highlights of Deca division. Net revenues of Deca in 2015 increased 1.7%, reached 1,365,000,000 reais. In the picture below, we can see the EBITDA and the EBITDA margin. So EBITDA in 2015 in Deca division increased 6%. The total EBITDA in 2015 was 242,000,000 reais. And regarding the EBITDA margins, as I said before, the EBITDA margin in 2015 in Deca division was 17.7%. So right now, please turn to page number 30, and here we have the CAPEX of the company over the last years. In 2015, the CAPEX, the total CAPEX was 556,000,000 reais, basically 262 was for the maintenance of the industrial business, 116 regarding the Corona acquisition, and the rest, 178, was our forest OPEX, for the plantation of our forest in Brazil and in Tablemac in Colombia. So please turn to next page, page number 31, and the idea here is to discuss our corporate debt. The net debt in December 2015 of Duratex was 1.9 billion reais. This amount was at around 28 million reais lower than the net debt in September 2015. Year over year, the net debt increased 186 million reais, basically due to the Corona acquisition. Regarding net debt EBITDA, the net debt EBITDA increased from 1.8 in December 2014 to 2.3 in December 2015, basically for two reasons. The first one, as I said before, regarding the Corona acquisition, and the second one is because our EBITDA reduced in 15 when compared to 2014. In the picture below, we have our amortization schedule for the next years. In 2016, we have at around 500 million reais in debt that will expire over the year, and as you can see in the picture on the left side, we have more than 900 million reais in cash, so we have enough cash to pay all debts of 2016 and part of our debt in 2017. But it's important to mention here that the idea is to roll over the debt over the next years. So regarding the composition of our debt, 62% of our debt are in domestic currency, basically BNDES loans, rural loans, and working capital, and at around 37% are in foreign currency, basically resolution 4131. But it's important to mention here that 100% of our debt are hedged to BRL. So we don't have any exposure in US dollar or other currency than BRL in Brazil and pesos colombianos in Colombia. So finally, turn to the last slide of Duratex, slide number 32, and the idea here is to talk about our strategic position. So what were our priorities from 2007 to 2014? Increase of capacity through expansion and acquisition. We can see this very well in the picture above. As you can see, we double our capacity on the wood division and on the Deca division. Integration between Duratex and Satipel, the merger happened in 2009. Point number three, acquisition integration of six companies. So as you remember, we bought two companies, ceramic plants in the Northwest, a thermal system, an electronic shower, Tablemac in Colombia, and other companies. Point number four, a geographical and product diversification. So an example of that is our electronic business that we bought, that we start in 2012 when we bought thermal systems. An increase of market share, number five, number six is customer services, and finally, the corporate governance consolidation. So right now, what are our focus in 2016, and we started this in 2015? First one, it's very important one, is our internal agenda. Basically, we have three projects ongoing. The first one is zero-based budget, a project more focused in reduced fixed costs, starting July 1st, 2015. The second one is Duratex Management System. This project starts in 2014, more focused in variable costs and review the process. Project number three is regarding the logistic project. The idea is to reduce our logistic costs in at around 10%. Our total logistic cost per year is 250 million reais. And finally, the idea is to improve our working capital. The idea is to reduce our inventories and extend the tenor to pay the suppliers. Point number two, as I said in the first slide, the idea is to increase more exports, right? So we increase the volumes in 50% when in comparison to 14, and the idea is to increase more 50% in terms of volume in 16 when in comparison to 15. Number three, our CapEx will be only for the sustaining of the business. Integration between Thermosystem and Corona, Hydra and Corona, our electronic shower business. So number five, adjustment in our capacity. So we did that in the middle of December 2015. And finally, regarding the M&A, our strategies are the same. So the idea is to analyze some business related to the civil construction sector. So that's it. Thank you very much. I pass the word to Mr. Marcelo Popel from Itaú Unibanco.
Thank you, Guilherme. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. We are now continuing the presentation from page 34 onwards. Starting with recurring net income of 5.1 billion in the fourth quarter, which brought us to 22.9 billion accumulated results in 2015, representing an 8.6% increase year over year, and translating that into a 22% recurring ROE for the year. Assets reached nearly 1.3 trillion reais, and stockholders' equity attributed to owners of the parent company reached 112.3 billion reais at year-end. The loan portfolio, which includes also sureties and endorsements, reached 548.5 billion reais, a nominal increase of 4.2% compared to the previous year. And our loan loss provision expenses for the year totaled 24.5 billion reais, representing a 30.2% increase year over year. In the context of capital management, we repurchased 115.4 million of preferred shares issued by the company, and also during in February of 2016, the board of directors approved the renewal of a repurchase program of up to 10 million of common shares and 50 million of preferred shares issued by the company. Turning to page 35 on our loan portfolio, the loan portfolio illustrates the strategy that the bank has adopted over the last 3 years, which is basically prioritizing assets with lower credit risk with a safer profile. And we can see here that in the comparison year over year, the portfolios that can be highlighted are payroll loans, which had an increase of 12.1%, and the mortgage loans portfolio, which evolved 19.5%. When we look at the overall portfolio, with endorsement, sureties, and private securities, it had an increase of 4.7, which is below inflation, and that is a trend that we expect to continue given the low credit demand in the market and the credit policy that we've been following. Moving to page 36, we show here the NPL ratios, the over 90 days NPL ratios, and we can see that in relation to the macro environment that we've been dealing with, where we see a slow, you know, economic environment, coupled with increasing unemployment, we see a reflection of that in increasing the individual's portfolio NPL, moving from 4.7 in December 2014 to 5.4, and, you know, a slight increase on the company's portfolio and the overall index coming from 3.1 to 3.5%. So when we move to page 37, we talk in the slide about the allowance for loan loss, the balance of that, which has been growing and grew from 22.4 billion reais as of December 14 to 26.8 billion reais, bringing our coverage rate increasing from 160 to 164. And it's important to mention that the bank will continue to provision and keeping the strength of its balance sheet over the course of the time. We recognize it's a challenging macro environment, and the bank is well positioned and prepared for that. Moving into page 38, we see here on the left side of this chart, you know, the evolution on banking service fees, which grew something around 11.8%, and this is fully aligned with our focus on continue to expand our services to our clients and making more use of cross-sell. In the top part of this chart, we see, you know, the commission and fees result from insurance, pension plan, and premium bonds. The comparison here it shows a reduction of around 3%, and this is basically the fact that we exited some non-core businesses in 2014. Therefore, in 2015, we don't have those revenues, but the main focus here is really to concentrate on bank assurance products, and we've been very successful in this strategy. Talking about expenses, we continue developing our efficiency programs, and this is something that we'll continue to do during 2016. Talking about recognitions, important ones regarding Dow Jones Sustainability Index, where we are the only Latin American bank in this part of the index since it's the creation of that. And also we were recognized in anti-crime policy measures, financial stability and systemic risk, and financial inclusion and social reporting as one of the leading on institutions on that. And we continue to be part of the local sustainability index in Brazil for the 11th consecutive time. So this just reinforces our commitment to have a sustainable business and looking for long-term, having a long-term view on that. On page 40, three things to highlight. Final approvals from all regulators were obtained for the Itaú Corbanca in Chile, which should take place during the course of the first half of 2016. The acquisition of ConnectCar, which is a company that is in the means of payments arena, and this is fully aligned with us being an important participant on that. And finally, we acquired a company called Recovery, which is focused on credit recovery. They have a best-in-class operation in the market, and this is fully aligned with the bank strategy, and any enhancement that we can do in our collections could represent future efficiencies in our operations. Moving to page 41, here we demonstrate how we go with stockholders' equity column, starting from the Brazilian GAAP values of 106.4 billion reais, and how we reached the 112 billion point two equity of controlling shareholders in IFRS. So this is just how we move, reconcile one to the other one. And now, moving to page 42, where we basically show how we track against the guidance we provided at earlier in 2015. All figures here are Brazilian GAAP. Well, we basically show that we delivered what we signaled to the market earlier in 2015. Okay, and when we move into page 43, we provide guidance regarding 2016, everything under Brazilian GAAP, but we basically expect a nominal portfolio expansion, or actually contraction, starting from, that ranges from minus 50 bips to 4.5% on a consolidated basis for our operations. Financial margin with clients expanding from 2% to 5% year over year. Loan loss reserves, net of recoveries, ranging from 22 to 25 billion reais. Commission and fees expanding from 6 to 9%. And non-interest expenses growing somewhere between 5 and 7.5%. This is in line with our commitment to grow below inflation. And nevertheless, this is a challenging environment where we're going to be experiencing during the course of the year. So from that, I will turn back the comments to Mr. Henry Peixas, who will take over the call.
Thank you, Marcelo. With the presentation of Itaú Unibanco, we finished the presentations of the main controlling companies, and now we are open to your questions. Please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Alfredo, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you all for the participation. I think we had a very good audience. We had a record number for the participants of Itaú's conference call in English and also in Portuguese in, earlier. And I think we were able to pass all the numbers and the strategies from Itaúsa and all the subsidiaries. Thank you for your participation and wait to see you again next year when we prepare the annual conference call of Itaúsa.
That does conclude our Itaúsa's 2015 results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.